So at least in the United States, we now have three PI3 kinase inhibitors approved for FL, not only alpelisib, but copanlisib and duvelisib. Can you talk about what we know about these other two PI3 kinase inhibitors and how they compare to alpelisib?
So it's easy to talk about duvelisib, which is a drug which is a little bit different. It has an inhibition of both PI3 kinase delta, but also PI3 kinase gamma. Supposedly, because of that, it had different immunological effects and maybe less infections. In fact, when we look at the result of duvelisib, the response rate is roughly similar, maybe a little bit less than 50%, rather 40-45% for refractory follicular lymphoma. And the risk of transaminitis is still present, as well as the risk of infections. I'm not sure about the risk of immune-related events, such as diarrhea and so on, but they exist also under this drug. So I think there is no major differences between duvelisib and idelalisib. Copanlisib is very different. First of all, it's not an oral agent. It's an IV-administered agent. Then it's a PI3 kinase inhibitor of both delta and alpha isoforms. And the side effects are completely different. What you see with copanlisib, you don't see transaminitis to the extent you see it with other drugs. You see with the effect of targeting the alpha isoform, the risk of elevating of blood pressure, but also hyperglycemia. So you need to monitor a little bit more carefully your patients, especially if they have a history of cardiac disease, of diabetes, and things like that. This is easily done, but needs to be monitored. Furthermore, it's an IV infusion, which is given weekly with some pause after three infusions. So it's a constraint for patients. The response rate in relapsing patients is probably interesting in the range of 60 to 65% with a good duration of response. However, the patient has to stay on drug for a long period of time. And we haven't seen with these drugs the amount of infections or immune reactions that we have seen with the other PI3 kinase inhibitors. So it's an option that can be considered in some patients, although, again, there are the constraint on coming to the hospital for an IV every week.